crying. He's gonna be quiet. 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 I think we're starting to sense a pattern now. I might have figured it out how it works. All right, Ryan. Hold on. We're going to have a special guest tonight from under the wood. From under the wood, we're going to have Ryan under the wood. I summon Ryan from under the wood. All right. Welcome back to the show, Ryan. The boy who lives under wood. Ryan, what is it like living under wood?
It's like living under wood.
Does it make you happy to be under wood?
Yeah.
Good. It's good to be under wood. I know when I was under wood, it made me feel like a chicken.
Oh.
Do you ever feel like a chicken, Ryan?
Yeah.
No?
Yes.
You do? How often would you say that you feel like a chicken? Would you say that's once or twice a week, or would you say more often?
Every 2.5 minutes.
Every two? Is that very precise? I mean, exactly 2.5 minutes, or just approximately? Is it, are you 2.5 minutes, is the chicken appearance immediate, or is it, you know, every 2.5 minutes, sort of? What would you say?
Sort of.
Yeah, that's what I figured. All right, well, I can help you with this. Do you want help with that, or are you happy with things as they are?
I like being a chicken.
Yeah, I figured. And you make a good chicken, Ryan. I just want to say your chicken is really excellent. If you ever forgive the pun. The pun, you know, excellent. You get it? You get the joke? No? Never mind. Anyway, Ryan, you're such a great guest. I'm really so happy to have you on the show. Did you? I mean, was there anything in particular that I know we didn't discuss what you were going to do on the show, but is there anything in particular that you'd like to say to all the weirdos out there? It's your chance. It's your airtime. I mean, we were discussing how expensive airtime might be, and here we are, Ryan. You have free airtime, as much as you want. No limits. No limits. Whatever you want to do, Ryan, it's all yours. What do you want to do with it?
Bananas.
Okay. Let's do that. Start that. You know, like, tell me about that. Make it good television. You're on TV, you know?
Hello, Mom.
It's affecting you strongly. I can see that.
Spider.
The itsy bitsy spider went up the bloody spout. The itsy bitsy spider was really short and stout.
Was it?
The itsy bitsy spider was totally my friend. And the itsy bitsy spider is back.
He lived in a tent.
In his tent again. It's the itsy bitsy spider. He really makes me sick.
Yeah.
The itsy bitsy spider. He really does the trick.
Spider.
Itsy bitsy. Itsy bitsy. Itsy bitsy. Itsy bitsy. Here comes the water. Wash the spider out. Wash the spider out. 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 I should mention, ladies and gentlemen, that there's no way for me to provide Ryan with the proper audio just the way that I would like it. He'll never really know what the show sounds like. Unless I go through some complicated calisthenics, which I refuse to do because I'm a lazy bastard.
Tell us something we don't know.
I always tell you something you don't know, and then you don't understand it. That's why the show doesn't make any money, Ryan, because I tell you things you don't know. That doesn't make money. People like things that they do know. People like to be told that what they're already doing is absolutely correct and that they shouldn't change it even a little or reconsider their behavior because that would be too much fucking trouble. But on this show, I tell the truth. And only the truth. And the whole truth. And occasionally a couple of half truths. I'm sorry, what'd you say, Ryan? What'd you say?
And nothing but the truth.
Nothing but the truth. But the truth is nothing. Because nothing is everything when there's nothing left of everything that's now. So then, everything becomes nothing, which is the truth about everything, is that everything is really an illusion, and nothing at all, like cosmological papier-mâché, metaphysical clay.
You're a figment of my imagination?
Yeah, and you're a figment of my imagination, and that's what makes it really interesting, that neither one of us is the originator of the thought, but we both use our imaginations to create each other, and we become fictional over time. Well, that's our goal, anyway.
Just read my mind.
Thank you, Ryan. It was a lovely mind to read. I enjoyed it more than any novel. Any new novel. Those novellas or operettas. Hey, you want to do an operetta, Ryan? You and me. Let's do an operetta.
What?
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to bring up the string quartet over here. So that's very appropriate for the classical music that we're going to do here now. You probably can't hear the music, unfortunately, but that's all right. Because the music will follow you. So you will create the operetta, which has already begun, and the music will follow along to everything you do. So, first, Ryan, what is the name of this operetta?
Giant Shoes.
Giant Shoes by Ryan Underwood.
Okay.
Act One. We're in a shoe factory.
Shoes.
Shoes everywhere. Everywhere shoes. The shoes come to life at night, and they sing a song. A song about being a shoe. Go ahead and start the song.
Shoe. I'm a shoe.
I am a shoe.
Things like a shoe. People stand on me like a shoe.
People stand on me like a shoe.
Because I'm a shoe.
Excuse me, Sky.
Yes, they stand on me like a shoe.
Like a shoe. Like a shoe.
I feel like my soul is peeling off on the street. Cause I'm a shoe.
Like a shoe.
Just like a shoe.
Just like a shoe.
I'm just like a shoe. Shoe,
just like
shoe.
You. Just like you.
Just like you.
Yeah.
You're a shoe too. We're all shoes. You and I are shoes. It's giving
shoes.
Me the blues. For
it's with shoes.
So hard. The pavement, the floor, it's so hard, it's so hard. Can't take any more. It's so hard, it's so hard. Why
try to wrap, wrap your laces around yourself.
Yes.
Still in our places.
The shoelaces keep us in our places. The shoelaces keep us in our places.
We don't have laces.
No? I have a zipper. That guy over there, he's got snaps. Okay, now scene two of the operetta takes place in the tropics, a tropical forest where they get the materials, the goo, the rubber that they use to make the shoes. Now, in this number, which is kind of a different kind of a number with the brass section playing, we find out that the jungle animals hate and fear the giant shoe. Uh-oh, we lost Ryan. We've lost Ryan. It doesn't work like it says it works, Ryan. It lied to me. All right, let's continue with the shoes. So like I said, scene two, in the jungle, collecting the rubber from the rubber trees. The animals tell us their fear of the giant shoes.
Shoes.
Shoes. The giant shoes. They're coming to get us. They're coming to get us.
They're taking our babies.
They're taking our babies away. Oh, shoes, giant shoes, why do you take our babies away?
Again, into our lives so they can steal our children.
Stay away, giant shoes. Stay away, giant shoes. Come at night.
They give you a fright.
They give you such a fright. They sneak up on you left and right. They leave their footprints with all their might.
Because the shoes.
The shoes, the giant shoes. The giant shoes are coming to get you today. You'd better run away. Now, then.
Before
they stomp you. Stomp you. Stomp you. Yes. Okay, now, scene three and the final scene of our operetta tonight. This scene ties it all together. The rubber is being applied to the giant shoes secretly in the forest in the laboratory of Dr. Kilgore.
He's the bad guy.
Yes, he's responsible for all of this. If we could just destroy Dr. Kilgore, we'd be free of the giant shoes at last. If only he could be destroyed. But his one weakness is...
water.
Water. Pure, clear water. We must bring it from Peru. The finest dew. The purest water ever found. It goes all around. Kilgore falls to the ground. Who covered me in water? The water is destroying me. Ryan, you got the water from under the wood.
The water.
The water has defeated me and my giant shoes are now in your power, Ryan. Yours to control. What is your bidding for the giant shoes, O Master Ryan?
A shoe.
Tell them what to do, Ryan. They're your shoes now. They'll follow your command.
Sit down.
The shoes are sitting down.
Sky, all needs your attention.
On my feet.
Hold on. Oh, the shoes are sitting down. The shoes are yours to command. The shoes are yours to command.
I command them to create.
The shoes, they love you. They sing your praises every day. The shoes, they know who you are inside. Ryan, the shoes, they love you more than you love yourself, Ryan. If only you knew about the shoes and how much they love you, you might not have feared them in the first place, Ryan. You might have been their friend. And now we're going to sing a big finale about friendship between the giant shoes and yourself, Ryan, in which you will get the big solo, of course. So I'm just pulling up the right digital effect to work in conjunction with the digital effect that you've already provided here for us. So I don't want to conflict. I'm just trying to find something that really complements what you're already wearing. This is going to be good. All right. Now, here we go. The big finale in which everyone is friends, including the big shoes. Even the big shoes are friends with us now. All right, let me just get the right combination of instruments here. Maybe something down around here. Oh, it's not working. It's not working. Hold on. It doesn't always... Okay, here's the... Uh-oh. There's shoes on the screen. Ryan, you've turned into a shoe. Ryan, you've turned into a shoe. Ryan has turned into a shoe, everybody. Poor Ryan. Poor Ryan. He was a good human. You're back.
I was worried about...
Oh, he's become a shoe again. When he turns into a shoe, it makes me feel just like I do
when I see you again.
When you are with me, my friend, the only time our shoes can spend together, it's so charming. It's so charming. You know it is. You know it's charming. It's so charming.
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 Very charming.
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 It's charming.
Charming.
Charming. It's
charming.
Charming. I'm stuck in the charming. I'm stuck in the charming.
Charming.
I'm charming. It's really charming. You're charming me, Ryan.
Charming.
Is it a fever?
Charming.
I didn't see that coming.
Absolutely brilliant.
You're absolutely brilliant, Ryan.
Absolutely brilliant.
I'm not kidding.
Dance, dance, dance.
You make me want to dance, dance, dance.
Dance, dance, dance.
You make me want to dance, dance, dance. And I just might, if I can figure out where I put my drums. Sometimes I keep them over here. Sometimes I keep them over there. Sometimes I can't remember where. And it hurts. It hurts me when I can't find the drums. They should be over here, and I can't even... Wait. I found a drum. I got a drum. It's playing now. A drum. It's playing now. I know why. You got a dumb, dumb drum. I know why. You got a dum drum drum. I don't know why your drum is so dumb. Why is it? Why is it? Why?
Because it's a drum.
Drum doesn't have to be dumb. Drum can make fun. Drum can be the only one. Drum can make me want to turn into a bun.
A bun.
Don't run. It's just some fun bun. It's a ton of fun. I'm the bun with the bus. With the bus. It's a magic bus. Have you been on the magic bus, Ryan?
Yeah.
Do you know the song about the magic bus, Ryan?
It goes
like, ooh, bus, the magic bus. Ooh, bus, the magic bus. Ooh, bus, the magic bus. Ooh, bus, the magic bus.
Where are the bus?
Magic bus.
Very magic bus.
Magic bus.
Magic bus.
Gonna drive on in my magic bus. Just the 10 of us in my magic bus. It's miraculous in the magic bus. Ooh, bus, 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 the magic bus.
The
magic bus. The magic bus. The magic bus. The magic bus. The magic bus. The magic, magic bus, bus, bus. Magic, magic, bus, bus, the magic, 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 magic,
magic,
magic, magic. Excellent, keep going.
The magic bus.
The magic bus.
Let the girl on the trees. I'll take over your life if you're not careful. Make sure the shoes are not by your baby. The shoes.